The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
But first, a new report shows how doctors have noticed a change in demographic characteristics in women who attended the Coombe Maternity Hospital between 2018 and last year. More than half the pregnant women were overweight or obese when booking into the Coombe. Joining me now is Donal O'Shea, who's the clinical lead for obesity at the HSE. Donal, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, obviously, they have their metrics when women check into the Coombe and the other maternity hospitals. And I would suspect it might be hard to determine when someone is overweight, given that they're carrying a baby with all the extra weight that that normally entails.
No, there are very well-established kind of assessment tools. And at booking, women who, and the term is have overweight or obesity, not are overweight or obese, in the person first kind of language we're using now in all diseases. But what this study shows is, you know, it reflects the Ireland of today. It's culturally more diverse. There's more older women having booking than ever before, and less under 18s booking than ever before. And yes, the prevalence of overweight and obesity is a problem, because we do know that the healthiest start you can give a baby, then their lifelong health trajectory is really determined by the first 1,000 days. And that includes the 9 months, you know, in the mother's body growing.
Are you saying that if a mother-to-be has obesity? I find this very hard, by the way. I mean, it's almost, you know...
I know, you're an engineer, and that's why you find it hard.
I find it hard when people say, no, you must not say they were obese. You have to say they have obesity. It just seems like cavilling on the ninth part of a hair.
But you don't talk about, you know, a cancerous patient. You talk about a patient with cancer. Obesity is a disease. It's determined by genes and environment, like every other disease, and it impacts on health at every stage. Childhood.
So I can't. I just want
pregnancy.
To get back to this semantic thing again. I cannot say that someone has heart disease. I have to say they are cardiac troubled.
You have heart disease, you have cancer, you have obesity. You are not cancer. You are not heart disease. You are not obesity. So it's about treating all diseases equally and not having a person defined by their illness. So you have epilepsy, you have diabetes, you're not diabetic. And then the only group that don't sign up to that mostly are people who are autistic, and they really do feel they want to be called autistic. They don't have autism, they are autistic for the majority.
Okay, so let us decide that these people who are checking into the Coombe have obesity rather than being obese. So what is the complication for the baby? The gestational days, if the woman, and I'm struggling here, if the woman has obesity during these gestational days, these are bad for baby long term.
Long term, we know that obesity is associated with, you know, insulin resistance, a higher likelihood of developing gestational diabetes, which is high blood sugars during pregnancy, a higher probability of developing high blood pressure during pregnancy. So we know all the negative things that obesity is associated with health-wise, and they have a huge impact potentially on the health of the placenta and therefore the baby's health. And there's also a much higher likelihood of a cesarean section being required in the setting of obesity. And this report, which is very interesting and very broad, shows that the cesarean section rate has gone up to, I think it's close to 40%.
Yeah, it rose to 39.6% last year. In 2018, it was 32.4%. So it's now 40% versus a third, you know, so that is a significant increase in a small number of years. And obviously, cesarean sections bring their own risks.
Well, cesarean sections are, absolutely. And that's an absolutely, if you go back 30 years, the cesarean section rate was closer to 10 and less than 10%.
Now, looking at the other complications that may arise, we're told it can lead to increased rates of induction of labour as well as those cesarean sections we've been talking about.
Yes, and you know, we do know the impact of obesity in particular, and overweight to a lesser degree, on every aspect of health. You know, we know the negatives in the setting of pregnancy. We know the negatives. What this report is showing is that we have higher prevalence of obesity in society, which we know. And then we're seeing the expected impact of that on things like induction, on things like cesarean section. On the positive, there are less people smoking. They haven't captured vaping, so they wonder if that's the trade-off, that maybe more people are vaping, and they will capture vaping, into the future. But the master, Michael O'Connell of the Coom, was very committed to, you know, the findings of this report actually meaning something and having an impact, and to do that, you need to have the data. You then need to say, okay, let's look at vaping, let's look at the overweight and obesity rates, and is there something that we can do? Because if you have overweight or obesity, but you're physically active, you're not drinking, you're not smoking, and you're eating healthily, then you will kind of mitigate most of the concerns that we're talking about for the pregnancy.
Yeah.
Now, and that's what we have to aim for.
Now, the problem here is we'll all be accused in having this conversation of guilt-tripping women. Pregnancy can be tough enough, and then you're telling them that if they are a little bit overweight or somewhat have obesity going into the Coom or other maternity hospitals, that they're potentially damaging the future of their baby. They'd say, look, it's tough enough. We don't need this kind of lecture from the master of the Coom or anybody else.
And look, and it's two men having this conversation, you and I, and that would cause even more, if you like, annoyance to people listening.
But yeah, but by the way, we did invite various females who'd be relevant to this conversation. None were available. I mean, no offence to you, Donal, I'd probably prefer to be having this conversation with a female obstetrician. But there you go. We failed.
And it's important in my role as National Clinical Lead for Obesity that a light is continues to be shone on the challenges. And that's why I'm saying in the setting of you can be healthy at any weight, and therefore you can mitigate the risks that weight might bring to a pregnancy by being physically active, having a healthy nutrition, not smoking and not drinking during the pregnancy.
Now, this is a question from a listener. Hang on, please. Is a six-year-old who's clearly overweight, is that a disease or simply too much rubbish fed to them by the parent, or does the child have a disease?
The answer in short is yes. We now recognise obesity is a disease. It's one we don't screen for enough in childhood. If you develop obesity under the age of five, there's a very high likelihood that it's a strong genetic cause to that obesity, and in some cases, a single gene alteration causing your obesity if it's under the age of five. But no, obesity is a disease at every stage of life, and we've done work looking at the impact of obesity on the child's immune system, which is their defense against illness. And we've seen profound effects of obesity even at the age of four, five, and six.
All right, Donal, it's an interesting topic and we're already getting a lot of reaction to it. But for the moment, Donal O'Shea, a clinical lead for obesity at the HSE, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.